somebody asks you how you're feeling, you say, oh, I'm
feeling fine.
Okay. And if someone was shot and didn't get any better, you'd say that he
almost died.
Okay. Any nicer ways to say somebody died?
Not that I know of.
You ever hear departed or passed?
Oh, yeah. Deceased.
Uh-huh.
Departed. But there's no easy way to tell you that somebody has died. Death is death to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not no easy way to find it out.
Do you ever hear any crude ways of saying somebody died? Sort of joking, but
he kicked a bucket.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
What he died with, what killed him.
And the place where people are buried.
The cemetery, graveyard.
And what they put the body in?
Coffin or casket.
Uh-huh. And the ceremony they have.
Funeral service.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
Why don't they just lose control of themselves? They just get hysterics.
Oh, they go into hysterics.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people say they're taking on or carrying
putting on? Never did see anybody take on like that unless I thought there was a little bit put on there with it.
You mean you think it's
yes,
for show?
Yes, for show.
Uh-huh.
For sympathy. Keep, as a kids say nowadays, keep you cool.
Yeah.
Stay calm. And don't let it get away. Don't let yourself get away from you.
Yeah.
If you can help it. But now, some people can do that while others can't. Or they don't.
Yeah. What about when you're getting old and your joints start hurting?
I'm stiff.
You've got?
Rheumatism.
Okay.
Oh, my rheumatism is hurting this morning. Yes,
uh-huh. What about a sore throat that we were talking about earlier, children would die from?
Diphtheria.
Uh-huh. And something where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jander.
And say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
An upset stomach.
Or you did what?
Vomited.
Uh-huh. What other ways of saying vomit are there?
Puking.
Mm-hmm. Does that sound kind of bad?
Make you want to puke.
What's the nicest way of saying that?
I guess vomit. If there's any nice way to say it, it would be vomiting.
And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
He just... vomited his heels up a lot of times. He vomits so hard.
Or he's sick where?
In his stomach.
And said if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, kept on going over the same girl's house, you'd say he's...
They're courting.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
They're sweethearts.
Uh-huh. He would be called her?
Her beau.
And she would be his?
The girl.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he'd been...
Too bad.
What has he been doing?
Smooching.
Uh-huh. Any other way of saying that?
Oh, making love, I reckon.
Uh-huh. You say, when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say
they
she...
broke up.
Uh-huh. He asked her to marry him, but she...
She wouldn't.
Or she did what to him? She...
Give him the cold shoulder.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear say she turned him down or she... Yeah.
She threw him over. She's found better. Something better.
Uh-huh. And they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
Broke up with him.
Uh-huh.
And then you know what to say about her?
What's that?
She's looking for higher bushes and sweeter berries.